One of the common themes that you'll hear on this podcast or see on the YouTube channel is leadership. Leadership is a big deal. Everything rises and falls on it. I heard that quote somewhere. I don't know who originated the quote. Sometimes people just use it and put their name on it. I don't know, but it's truth. Everything rises and falls on leadership. So you're going to hear a leadership theme run throughout this entire podcast. And what I'm talking today about is leaders mentor. So leaders are good mentors. And when I say good mentors, they don't take people under their wings just for, I'm going to bring this person under my wing so that I can teach them how to get the results I need for what I'm trying to do. Not the best motives for that. What you do is you mentor people with the intentions of helping them get better, even if they outgrow you. You help people get better. You mentor people. You intentionally look for people to mentor. Now, finding them is not easy because there's a fair amount of people out there that do not want to be led, do not want to listen, do not want to grow, do not want to go to a different place. So what you have to do is you find those that you see something in, and then you are intentional about helping them get further along about where they want to go. Where they want to go is key, okay? Some people know where they want to go, and you really do a great service to them by asking. I wish more throughout my life somebody had said, what are you trying to accomplish? Where would you like to go? And then help me get there or put me in touch with the people that could. Sometimes people don't know where they want to go. I was driving out of the neighborhood today and heard somebody say, yeah, my daughter's not sure. Well, she's of the age that you just don't know, right? You're not sure what you want, so you have to experiment. So if you see something in them that's special and unique, as a leader, you ought to point it out. Look, I see this in you. I see this in you. We're too concerned often in leadership with trying to treat everyone the same way. You don't, in terms of being equal, you treat them the same way. In terms of reviewing skill sets and opportunities, you don't. Don't be afraid to say, I see something special in you, and here's how you develop it. That's what you want. Now, if they don't develop it, or they disappoint you, or they go somewhere else, or they fall short, however it looks, it doesn't make any difference. Or if you feel like you've made a promise to them by pointing that out, you haven't. You haven't. There's not a promise in that statement. I see something better that you can do, or I see something in you that if you work on it, you can excel. So be intentional about finding those people that will listen and then mentor them. Mentor them, go on that walk with them, make it a scenario-based situation. So we tend to, as leadership people, to think that they all think our way, or they should all think our way. Everyone should think our way. Everyone should not think your way, because everyone has a different frame, a different reference, and it's sometimes about timing, and that's about good mentors. I've had, maybe three in my entire life. And they always had in the forefront a way about either asking me what I was interested in doing or pointing out something. And if you've had those people in your lives, you can remember them because they're few and far between. But you can remember those people that say, look, there's something better you can do, and I'm going to help you get there. So great leaders mentor, not with the intentions of helping the leader get where they want to be, but helping the person they're mentoring get where they want to go and building that in. There's so many opportunities to mentor people. It doesn't have to be one of those formal processes where you reach out and go, hey, I'm going to mentor you, or I'm going to be your mentor. So it has a little bit of a ring of an arrogance. You don't necessarily have to announce it. In fact, in most cases, you don't announce it. The people that made the biggest difference in my life never announced it or were my formal mentors. They just walked along beside me, asked a series of questions, engaged in me in a way that says, okay, I'm walking down this road with you. Now I'm going to help you get where you want to be. And if you don't know where that is, I'm just going to let you know that I'm here for the ride and I'm here to help you. But the best leaders, I went from good to great to best, I think. The best leaders are intentional about mentoring others. They look for the opportunities to provide others with that little bit of wisdom, that little bit of knowledge, and says, okay, you can do a little bit more. If you need me, I'm here. So if you're in a leadership role, look for people that you can pour yourself into. Maybe it's just a little bit here or there. Maybe it's a more formal process. And if you're out there and you want to grow and you want to get better at what you do, then look for the leaders that are intentional about mentoring people around them or just people in general. Look for them. They're out there. And that connection is almost a magical one once you find that right connection. And those watching this that are listening in, you know, this podcast always has that bit of make the world a better place, right? Make those around you a better place. You take an opportunity to spend time with someone, even if it's just briefly, and listen. And engage in a way that helps them along their own path. Not look, listen to me, sit at my feet, I'm the wise one, I'm going to give you advice. That's not how you do it. You just engage with them. It just lets them go a little bit longer down the path. And sometimes the best kind of mentorship is when you help somebody out and they don't even know what you're doing. And they don't remember that you're the one that gave them the slight nudge. That is often the best kind. And why is that the best kind? Because as a leader, you never get the credit. You never get the credit. But you just help them a little bit further along on that own personal journey. With this, I'm going to end this podcast. If you have any more information, you're going to hear, you're going to see plenty of mentoring people that are mentors on this podcast. I select them that way. Because whether they know it or not, they're going to mentor me and some of the information they share. And they're going to mentor you as a listener and as a viewer. So stay tuned. Check us out at CircleOfThePanda.com. Wish you all the best and peace.